Upstate New York's cities take in around 90% of all refugees coming to the state. This week, the Innovation Trail is taking a look at how that diverse population has weaved its way into the region's changing economy. Today, WRVO's Ryan Delaney spends some time on Syracuse's north side, a neighborhood that's being transformed by new refugees.
So, welcome to tonight.
Welcome to 129 Lilac Street. Every Tuesday evening, this home turns into a community center. It's snowing for the first time, and Nicole Watts says turnout may be a little low. Watts runs a group called Hope Print. After living in the suburbs, she and some others have basically embedded themselves on Syracuse's north side by buying two houses on this block. That's allowed them to follow the ups and downs of the ethnically diverse neighborhood pretty closely.
We can share in that struggle or share in that opportunity versus them sharing it and us attempting to understand from a distance.
Sit with us.
It's an hour later, and now every corner of Watts' home is full of refugees and some of the neighborhood's long-term residents. The youngest scribble with crayons, and in the living room, the adults are practicing English. Agnes Ayombe lives in the house. Born in the war-torn Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, she came to Syracuse 3 years ago with some younger siblings and a son. The others all live in foster care, but Ayombe found a welcome home on Lilac Street.
Here I'm African in the midst of white people. So trying to build that relationship as a person, not just the language, just like, you know, because when you have a relationship with somebody, even if you don't speak the same language, they are more patient and willing to understand and help.
That's a situation Lorena Mpinga knows all too well. She was a teenager when she also arrived from the DRC, not knowing English. She was bullied her first year in high school.
I have to make sure I let them know who I am. I'm not just like this like little scared girl. No. And I don't want to live a life of being scared of going to school.
Despite the rocky start, Mpinga says it didn't damper her move to Syracuse. In the past decade, more than 7,200 refugees have found new homes here, according to the State Department. City officials recognize the importance of this new population and have been focusing on investing in the neighborhood, but it's still a working-class area that has its share of crime and vacancy. Michael Collins oversees housing efforts for Interfaith Works Center for New Americans, one of the two charities in Syracuse that resettle refugees. He says that infusion is improving the north side's real estate.
We've seen the people choosing to invest in the housing on the north side, rather than as there's more flight out of the city, as we've seen for many, many years now. What we're finding is that we've got active investors that are buying up properties that otherwise might go vacant.
So that's the good news. But the factory jobs that used to be open to immigrants with no English are all but gone.
Easy.
There are job training programs run through nonprofits, like this one in Green Construction. But finding refugees good jobs en masse is a challenge, says Susan Olson from Interfaith Works.
There are no places like GE anymore. There are no places where there are those big organizations where you could move up doing a manual labor type job. All you need is training, basically.
Olson says refugees are finding work. Agriculture is a good source of employment, and she says some high-tech manufacturers are seeking out refugees to fill their ranks once they've built up the language skills.
So don't go through that.
Back at 129 Lilac Street, the girls are threading yarn through metal washers to make crafts. Agnes Ayombe is in the kitchen doing the dishes. While this home has been a place of fitting in, she says there have been times in the past few years that she's felt terribly out of place.
It's hard, stressful. It can bring anxiety and depression, everything, because, you know, now I've made this step, so let me look forward to my life in 5 years. But instead of that, you start, like, looking to your life back, because you have to start, like, learning what you could have done.
Ayombe says she may never feel fully settled in Syracuse, but it's getting better. I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.